The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's an interesting storyline here that isn't readily available in all the readings of the Mass. So in the lectionary, it skips this particular storyline. But we hear the start of it in today's first reading. John left them and returned to Jerusalem. This particular John, also known as Mark, so John Mark, leaves the other disciples in the middle of their apostolic journey. We can only imagine how heavily this event would have weighed, first of all, on John Mark, but also on the rest of the apostles and disciples who were undertaking this journey. So much so that later, when they were preparing for the second apostolic journey, St. Paul argues that it's best not to take with them someone who had withdrawn from the journey and had not gone on with them to do the work. So St. Paul immediately says, you didn't really go with us all the way last time. I don't want to bother with you this time. And this became kind of a divisive point between Paul and Barnabas. So Barnabas, we hear about him throughout Acts, throughout the letters and stuff. Paul and Barnabas are very close friends. And oftentimes in many of the letters, we hear that Paul and Barnabas are going about preaching and doing all these works and visiting all these cities. But then here, Paul and Barnabas, we can only imagine, must have had some sort of argument or very heated discussion about John Mark. Paul, it's like, no, like, why are we going to put forth this effort? Like, we have work to do and he's not doing the work, so we're not going to bother with it. We have other things to do. And Barnabas sides with John Mark and says, no, it's okay. We can take him, giving him being a little bit more lenient and open to whatever the Spirit is doing within John Mark. But again, this kind of division starts between Paul and Barnabas. We can only imagine how it must have affected the rest of the church as well. St. Paul, huge figure in the early church. Barnabas, probably not as big as Paul, but still a big figure in the early church. And they disagree, and they very literally go in separate ways. So Paul takes Silas and goes to one corner of the known world, and Barnabas and John Mark go to the other side. So a huge separation starts to divide them. And we see something, it seems, a little similar within the church today. Anger, division, animosity, for all throughout the church, we see this kind of division taking place. And so there's really nothing new in the church. It happens. It happened 2,000 years ago. It's still happening today. This is kind of an ongoing human thing that happens within us. But the story of Paul and John Mark and Barnabas isn't done yet. Even though John Mark had taken off in the first reading today and gone off again with Barnabas later on, there's something again that is missing from the lectionary, and that's that they've come back reunited. Despite everything, Paul was a man of immense heart and a fervent apostle who sacrificed himself to the utmost for his brothers. And most importantly, he did not make a definitive judgment on Mark. On the contrary, years later, we find John Mark described as one of St. Paul's closest partners and a deep source of consolation for him. And so whatever division and animosity and heated discussions would have taken place at this point after this, after John Mark leaves today's journey, there's a reunification. Some sort of reconciliation had taken place. And this is a model for us, that despite how we might feel about the other side in the church, whatever that means, they are still our brothers and sisters. We have the same Father. We have the same Savior that's going to come down for us on the altar. And we have the same faith. And what this tells us is that we have to walk together, regardless of our positions, regardless of any perceived division. And we walk together towards God our Father.